This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. In a challenge to the federal government, Governor Mike Dunleavy says he will assert the state's right to control submerged lands under navigable lakes and rivers.
We are now at the point where we will be physically exerting our sovereignty.
Dunleavy sent a letter to President Biden announcing his stance. His position has implications for commercial permits and wilderness access on 800,000 miles of river. Dunleavy repeatedly invoked the U.S. Supreme Court's Sturgeon decision. In that decision, John Sturgeon, a moose hunter, was ticketed for using a hovercraft in a national preserve. He became an emblem of Alaska-style states' rights in 2019 when the court said the Park Service was wrong. The court affirmed the state's jurisdiction over a navigable river, even one that flows through a federal conservation unit, like a park, preserve, or refuge. Sturgeon was on hand at Dunleavy's press conference.
Freedom is not free. It must be continually fought for, not only in the battlegrounds, but on our own soils as well.
Jim Walker is chief of access for the Department of Natural Resources. He encourages river travelers to check the DNR website to see if they need a state permit. He also asked that they fill out a questionnaire after their trip. Walker says it could be useful in litigation against the federal government.
If, while you are on this trip this summer, you witness or experience instances of federal overreach, if you are, like John Sturgeon, ticketed, cited, or threatened with the same, we want to know about it.
The Alaska director of the National Parks Conservation Association, Jim Adams, says the Park Service hasn't issued a citation on rivers or lakes in 2 years. He says Dunleavy is recycling the tired Alaska state versus feds myth that was old 20 years ago. For KMBA News, I'm Trip Krause.